Senator Coghill, Senator Abood, Senator Jones are present. This afternoon, our agenda calls for Senate Joint Resolution 18, public hearing. It relates to the issuance of postal stamps commemorating the 50th anniversary of the construction of the Alaska Highway. We'll open up the public hearing this time. The sponsor would like to say a word or two.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will be very brief. I think the resolution is very self-explanatory. It does request a commemorative stamp be issued observing the 50th anniversary of the completion of the Alaska Highway. Request to have the United States Postal Service, and further request that the U.S. Postal Service coordinate with the Canadian Canada Post Corporation so there can be simultaneous stamps issued. This was first brought to my attention by the Gaston Philatelic Society here in Juneau. As correspondence I have indicates it was brought to their attention, or the request was brought to them from the gentleman in Fort St. John, B.C., representing the Fort St. John Junior Stamp Club. Mr. Chairman, I think it's very appropriate for us to make this request to the United States Postal Service. It is necessary to make a request at this time. The actual year of anniversary is 1992. However, there is a requirement that there be 36 months notice or advance notice given if a stamp is going to be issued, and that's the reason for the resolution at this time.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate your words, and certainly is an appropriate action on our part. Is there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Duncan, do you think that maybe we ought to be in the resolution? I would like to see us indicate that it was a United States Army Engineering Company, and I don't know exactly the number of the company right now that did the construction and did in 18 months, you might say, the miracle work on putting this route through, and I don't see where that you mentioned that. You say that it was an engineering miracle with 1,500 miles and 42. It doesn't say anything about that it was pushed through in 18 months and that it was pushed through by an engineering company of the United States Army, that it was not miracle of a bunch of construction companies.
I don't have that information. I think it'd be entirely appropriate. I just don't have the information.
I think that it would be appropriate to do that.
Sure. I think it would be appropriate to initiate the resolution. I don't have that information available, and I'm not sure if anyone here does, but I'm sure somewhere we'd find that real quick.
Okay. Senator Boot.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of those young ladies and gentlemen that are here to observe what we do in committee, I don't like what he's doing, so I can say anything I want to say. How about that? You can't do that with your teacher, though, can you? I didn't suppose so. But sometimes we get into it just for the heck of it. Thought I'd bring that to your attention, that it isn't all pompous and ceremony. We got to have a little fun once in a while. I'm not finished yet.
You have the floor.
I'm wondering whether or not, Senator Duncan, that we shouldn't send as a courtesy copy, if you will, to someone within the Canada Post Corporation. Is that a Canadian? Seems like it's a joint deal between the two countries. I'm wondering if we shouldn't expand it as a courtesy copy and let them know what we're doing or something of that nature. We haven't included them. I just wonder, would it be appropriate?
Again, I think that would be appropriate. However, if you'll note the further resolve at the beginning of page 2 at the top says, ask that the United States Postal Service is requested to coordinate with Canada Post Corporation to simultaneous issuance of a Canadian stamp commemorating the completion. So we're sending this message because it's our government. We're sending this message to our government, the request made to coordinate with the Canadian government. I don't see anything wrong with sending it to
I thought it'd be kind of a courtesy. We are in such close coordination with Canada on a lot of our things, particularly in Alaska. I thought it might be a good idea. Secondly, I don't know whether I take umbrage to line 18, line 1, or not. Rough terrain and during extremely unfavorable weather. Do you think we ought to use the word unique in there, Senator?
Oh.
Just an innocuous question.
It's entirely up to you.
Senator?
That was in 1942. The weather's a lot better. Senator Faircamp,
Chairman, I was just going to bring to our learned colleagues' attention that the weather's improved tremendously since they built it.
Maybe I take the word unfavorable out there.
For the record, show that Senator Faircamp is present.
Yes, I just found out. Yes. Thank you, Senator. I have no further comments. I like the bill the way it is.
Senator Duncan, would you like to see about maybe finding out which company it was, if we want to give credit to that particular...
Remember that? Mr. Chairman, I believe that there's a whole section over in the in our library on that, but yeah, you don't have to read it all, but on line 24, I think that we could just add it in there, recognizing Army Engineering Army. Companies, whatever they were, but I think there was three of them involved in it, if I remember my history right. Of course, I was just a kid.
I was going to say, I can't recall that far back. But I think it was.
Yes, sir, Senator.
Did you want me to check on that? I mean, when
sure.
will...
Sure, if we have time, if there's...
Sure, I'd like to kind of get to stay through this session because
right.
of the time frame. But
right, but only if we get it done this week, we can
sure.
We'll hear it. We'll hold it until...
It was just that question on the... which companies are involved.
Yeah, and I think that you could probably put that right in on line 23 of the resolution there. It says, whereas it is appropriate that the 50th anniversary of the construction of the highway be celebrated by issuing a commemorative stamp honoring U.S. Army engineer companies such and such, such and such, such and such, and it would be nice if they were kind of mentioned on the stamp.
No problem.
Chairman.
Senator Faircamp.
I would suggest that that could very easily be done in rules.
I would think so.
And if it's the pleasure of the chair, you have others to speak on this resolution.
If Senator Duncan's willing, that he could do it, bring it back, and we can get it out next. Make it right when it moves.
Mr. Chairman. Yes, through the chair to Senator. From Fairbanks.
Yes, Senator.
I was told in those uncertain terms that the chairman of the Rules Committee doesn't want to be amending our bills. His committee.
What is your next meeting, Mr. Chairman?
Then, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest we do it here.
Tuesday.
I have one little amendment.
I'm not going to do that.
For sure.
Okay. Senator Abood.
Has he still got the floor?
No.
Oh. On line 25, we are. Whereas the government of Canada is also being requested to issue a commemorative stamp, I would think my first suggestion would be almost mandatory to put something in there to the Canadian government as to why we're doing it even. Would not you?
I'm not sure I understand your point, Mr. Chairman.
Well, on line 25.
Yes.
You're going to request the government of Canada to issue a stamp just like this thing, a commemorative stamp. Yet, in the copies, I should think they'd get a copy of it anyway.
That's fine. We could send them a copy.
I would think that would be appropriate.
That's fine, but they know about it because they're doing the same thing.
Okay.
But we can certainly.
Sure. We can send them a copy. Right. Anybody else would like a copy?
When does this come up? In June again? Building back
in this week.
Yeah, I'll get the information back to you as soon as I can. And here's it, and you bring it back up.
Why is everybody here?
All right, close the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution number 18. And I'll announce that Senate Bill 172, the hearing on the bill on the Airport Authority for Anchorage and Fairbanks, the hearing is postponed until further notice. There's some problems with the bill, and they're just redoing it.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the City of Fairbanks that's involved and the borough that's involved in that legislation, if it's to be heard further, may we please have them be notified of them so I can notify them My community has some problems with the legislation.
All right.
Also, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Booth.
I'd like to take this opportunity to ask those that think that the state workers are going to be just cut and thrown out. That's not true. It's the reason we've got the troubles. We don't like the way it's written. So if any of you feel that that's going to happen, why, that isn't true at all. So you can take back that message to wherever you wish. That is not the intent of the legislature whatsoever. A lot of people are upset about it. But it's like good bean soup. We only got the water in there. Now we're going to put the beans in and let them soak a while. See what happens.
All right. Mr. Chair. Is there anything further to come before the committee? If not, we stand adjourned.